The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yeah, what up, y'all? It's Face Man. Remember that? Remember Nickelodeon?
You got Nickelodeon face.
Nickelodeon face in the building. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to, Six for Nothing. Welcome to No Need for Apologies. I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
And we got the very funny Ari Shaffir in this bitch.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me. Your face is starting to look like you're a cartoon now.
Yeah, so, right? Like,
it's beginning to look like that.
We look like the intro.
Yeah. I said on one side I look like Gabby Sidibe, right, and then the other side I look like me. Like,
I'm a got side precious face.
Gabby Sidibe is precious. I realized this. You know who Precious is?
Of course I know who Precious is. She was the butt of every punchline for 2.5 years.
But she still lives, which gotta hurt as a celebrity because you're just known for being a fat woman.
Yeah, man.
And that's kind of fucked up because we're like, when Kanye was like, he said something, then he was like, yo, bitch look like Precious. It was like, what if she liked you, Kanye? What if she was a fan of you, and now she's like, fuck this motherfucker.
Yeah. It's tough when you're that known for it. Corky was the last one who was known for his role that long.
Yeah.
I got high-headed by that woman. I got high-headed by that woman at...
What does that mean? She big time?
Big time.
High hat. Oh, okay.
She high-headed me. So this is what happened. I was at the Village Lantern.
How dare she? Yeah. Only through showbiz would that be a world.
I got hatted, nigga. I'm walking in Village Lantern, and I see her, and I was like, my mom really liked that movie. Let me see if I can get a selfie or autograph.
Yeah.
Because it's a Tyler Perry thing, whatever. And I went over there. She had like a girl guard.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, no. She's relaxing right now. I'm like, at the Village Lantern? That's what the fuck she's relaxing at? Hey, I'll just try to... No, sir, don't wait.
And she just ignored you the whole time?
Yeah, I was like,
was she eating wings, though?
She wasn't eating wings. She was just sitting there. She was
eating wings.
Yeah.
Kind of touch her hand. Come on.
She was in there getting massaged by white people. They was massaging her big, big hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, all right, But yeah, so I was like, damn, I got played by Precious.
I mean, if someone saw that and didn't know who you were or she was, they'd be like, what the fuck did I just see?
Yeah.
Some super fat chick was just like, nah.
Yeah. She basically got
eat a dick, homie.
Yeah. I was like, all right. What? Got high. For her.
I get it if like if she thought you were being the fanboy while she was eating, but if she wasn't doing anything and just chilling, then that's an asshole.
Autograph or some shit like that. I was like, my mom liked the movie.
Also, how do you go out in public when like you're like, I don't want to talk to anybody? It's like, but you're out at a club, you're at a social event.
You have to do that shit. Yeah. You have to speak to people. I feel like most of the comics at the Cellar, they do it. Like, the ones who are, like, kind of taking off and people just stand weirdly by the table and be like...
Oh, that weird... That energy kills me, bro.
Yeah.
I try to get up and, like, I realize, like, I brought them, whoever that dork is, over. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me get up and move them away from everybody else.
Yeah.
But, like, I see some people, like, beat it!
Yeah, that's an asshole thing. But when people are like, yo, I'll separate myself briefly to be like, hey, how you doing? Talk to you for like a minute and some change and then come back.
Like, nice to meet you, nice to meet
you.
Yeah,
but the people are like, get the fuck out. What?
Or they hold up a sign that says comics only. They just go like that. And people are like, I don't know, but that means they've been
waiting until they got this power and this attention to do that. So that's who they've been the whole time. They just had nothing
more money, opened it up.
To validate them. They weren't shit. Like, nobody wanted to know.
People get recognized. Hoodies are readily available at every department store in the world. You can get one and be incognito.
That's the easiest disguise, a fucking hoodie.
Dude, I saw Michelle Wolf. She was talking to somebody, and then she was like doing the, oh, thank you face. Bob Dylan called that dead brain time.
Yeah.
You can't do anything other than be like, oh, cool. Oh, cool. It passes.
I'm like, what do you want to, like, I can't have a genuine conversation off of, yo, I love your work. He's like, thank you.
Yeah, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
So I saw her answering this person. I was leaving, so I walked behind her. I just, in her ear, I just go, this will never get easier. It was like right when she started getting famous, too.
So how you been, man?
I've been great. I've been enjoying this fucking quarantine. Great equalizer.
Yeah, you've been doing your yoga. You look in better shape.
You look thinner.
Yeah, you look thinner. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like everything is flat. Everything is tight. Is that all yoga?
No, I'll just go up and down sometimes and wait. But I don't know. It's because it's no like late night shawarma, I think.
Ain't no late night. Yeah. Ass one. Ain't no late night Donna's.
No, it depends on what you fuck with. Because the first half of the quarantine, Wingstop was open pretty late. And me and my wife was fucking that shit up.
We was getting one restaurant.
Tenders. And we were getting tenders and boneless chicken wings with just smaller tenders. And we was fucking those things up like 12 a.m.
Here's that key moment. It's like the beginning, end of act one, beginning of act two, where you're like, should we get tenders or wings today? And you just go,
both.
You both look and you're like, why choose?
Yeah, man. Like, I remember
getting like, who's going to judge us?
Luna, at the beginning of the quarantine, I was fucking up. Like, I was eating beignets and fucking making pies and shit. Damn. And I start shitting clay, and then I was like, I can't do this no more. And then I started running and drinking, eating more vegetables and shit. But the beginning of the quarantine, I was eating like a
Everybody treated the beginning of the quarantine like when you're a teenager and your parents leave for the weekend.
Right, it's just one weekend. Weekend. Let's go nuts.
And then they were like, sleep four more months. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know how I'm at? You have a girl, you don't, right? So, like, is your girl bake now?
She did, and then she stopped.
Okay. Yeah. But that means she was always capable of baking.
Absolutely.
She didn't get a YouTube fucking tutorial.
Absolutely.
All these bitches are always able to do this. And you just haven't been?
Yes. They've been because their backs were pressed against the wall, and now they have to show their real skills.
Oh, bitch, you was holding the fuck out.
You knew
this whole
how to make
time.
A cobbler? Yeah. And I didn't know. I've been hitting your back wall this whole time, and you didn't fucking get me a cobbler?
The back wall! Bitch, I've been scraping the cervix, and you just...
The back wall is the back of the pussy for people who
if you
never
don't know what the back pussy is, it's the second pussy.
It's the second pussy.
That was an episode.
The second pussy.
Because if you know how to fuck, see, you can get back to the back.
Yeah. That's the front pussy. That's just like, she'll be like, all right, y'all are friends. But the back pussy creates the crazy chicks.
That's the bacon. Yeah. The bacon comes from the back.
That's right. I just fuck shallow pussy chicks. So I can always get to that back room. I fuck chicks in the studio. I get the whole tour. And then, the opposite of that is the fucking girls who get blowjobs really well.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it, the good spit?
Yeah.
It's over here. It's from like down there
somewhere. It's like extra slippery. You're like, whoa. What you got? Fucking WD-40 in your mouth?
It's different consistency.
It's a reserve.
Yeah.
It's reservoir.
What's this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ooze you secrete?
It's like black oil in X-Files.
Like, you kiss your mama with this beautiful mouth.
That's a fun sentence. I've been hitting the back wall the whole time, and you just started. You holding out. That's a funny observation.
They did it in high school, and then they just stopped for no reason. What about me made you think I wouldn't enjoy a fucking creme brulee?
Absolutely.
Because they got you already. They got you without the creme brulee.
Yeah.
The thing is, I feel like when men are in love, we just go for it too quick, right? And now NATO, we don't make them pull out all their tricks and shit. We do all our tricks.
They make
in the beginning.
Us work for it.
Yeah.
And we don't have self-worth.
Yes.
We need to get our self-worth back.
That's what the fuck we need to do. Let's start a new Proud Boys.
BLM, Boys Lives Matter. Has that been taken? And we will.
Boys Lives Matter. BLM.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man. So stop with that. You can't have the milk without the cow bullshit.
Yeah,
because you get the dick, but I don't get pie.
That's
so
right.
You know,
have some self worth.
Have some
skills first. See her. See what other things she brings to the table.
Yes.
Besides sex.
Yes. See what merit she brings.
Yes.
Let's make it a meritocracy, miss. Let's see what skills.
Because jobs don't give you your benefits until 30 days.
That's right.
Yeah, like 90 days and 6 months. Why the fuck are you giving the benefits so quick?
You better talk, son. You better say it.
Right? When you get a new job, they're like, we'll pay you, but for you to be a part of this – For you to join the union and get the benefits,
you have to put the time
in. You got to put the time in. We got to see your skill set.
I'm a guy who loves giving flowers, but we haven't put the 30 days in.
Yeah. Where's my gut?
Sorry.
Why don't you give me flowers? Why don't you use the super spit?
Yeah. Have I seen something dribble down your chin onto your tits? No? It's a two-way street. We're headed that way.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm gonna need some water for them flowers, and guess what? This bed is dry.
Yeah. The revolution starts here.
That's right.
It starts now.
We're looking for primetime Gorkas.
Yes.
How do you spell that?
Gorker. Gorker is G-O-R-K-E-R. Gorker. And those girls come down like those are like diamond and rough chicks.
Yeah, those are. They don't know their value too. Yeah, don't teach them their value because they'll start to like they'll hi-hat us.
Them Gorker, yeah,
they'll Gabby Sidibeus and shit. Get a bouncer.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, that's some funny shit.
Remember that TMZ comic? He was a comedian, but he worked for TMZ. I was like,
didn't
7 or 8 years
or
ago. Nah, he's a white guy.
No,
he's like a photographer or something. But we were all at Sirius, and he was like, just talking afterwards. He's like, hey, I'm going to find Gabby Sidibe. I got a tip on where she's eating. So we just walked across the city, and we waited outside the restaurant while she ate. And then he was like, hey, Miss Sidibe, whatever, can I get it? I was like, this is such a weird life.
He said, I got a tip where she's eating it.
Yeah.
Where she's going to be.
All the maitre d's tip people off.
Oh, damn. That's what it is. Wow. That is.
It's either a publicist.
Do they get that money, though?
Yeah, for sure.
How much money do you think they get for a tip?
Like, how much? $20 a pop?
That ain't enough to snitch. It's $25 is not enough.
For Precious is a lot different than Brad Pitt.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Precious. It's the celebrity set.
Give Brad Pitt's here with some black chick is like, dude, you're going to have to pay me. Tell you what, like, start the bidding. But, you know, but if it's just Gabby Sidibe eating, like, yeah, I assume she's always eating.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's not special.
what else does she do?
Yeah. She's not just having tea. Come on.
Who would you snitch on?
I think the better question is who would you not snitch? Because I'd be like, I don't know any of these people.
Like, who would I not snitch
on? All right, so my favorite celebrities are Tom Hanks, Will Smith, Don Cheadle, and Regina King. I won't snitch on any of them.
Regina King from Watchmen?
Yeah.
She was good.
I won't snitch on them if they acknowledge me.
Because then you can be friends with them.
Yeah.
A possibility, which
if
is
I'm like, yo, whatever, and they're like this, and they give me that head nod, then I'm good. But if I give them a head nod and they just kind of look off, I'm calling TMZ.
Yeah, man, because I even saw Sam Jackson at the airport, and I went, and he went.
That's what you need. I'm leaving you alone, but just like, I respect. It's like, cool, I gotcha. Like,
that's all we need. We don't need any more. I see Mac Miller in the airport. He did that. He didn't hot-hat me. This was, what was it? First time doing Moon Towers, and he was there too for some reason. So this was like awesome. 2016. Yeah.
What a fun festival that was.
Yeah. And he, like, I was like, hey, he was like, head nod. And I was like, yeah, you lucky.
Charlie Day.
I don't know
why. I saw Charlie Day on a plane. He didn't hi-hat me. I was like, yo, Always Sunny is my shit. Yeah, man. Thank you. Very appreciate it.
That's not that much. I know it happens all the time, but it's not much to be like, cool, thanks, man.
Yeah. It's just, that's
if
all
want
I really
more,
want.
It's like, yeah.
I don't want anything else.
One time, the last time I was at the airport, there was calling for somebody's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That it was like, I think it was to Austin too.
Yeah.
So it was like some band was over there. I don't know, but you could tell they just looked like a band. But they kept like the person behind the counter just kept going like, Dave, like you know who's coffee. And then I got mine. I was like, so what are you guys named Dave? And they were like, we're not doing this. And I'm like, no fuck faces. I'm saying your coffee's ready. Whoever you are, I don't know who your fucking band is.
And you said that?
Yeah. And like, they fuck off. And they just kind of laughed. Like, I don't know your band is, and I'm a professional comedian. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so funny.
It's like, no.
Don't give me that shit. Your coffee ready, jackass. Don't. I hate when they do that.
I wouldn't tell anybody who's cheating or is doing drugs. I'd be like, nah, you go do your thing. I know the punishment for this is worse.
I respect that. I'm the same way too. Yep. We seen a respect this celebity creeping. And while we were in Mexico, we won't say their name. Yo, what's up? You that dude? He was like, nah.
He looks at his side piece.
He's like, and we were like, yes, you.
Because the girl was coming down the steps as he was like, nah. He was like,
Like, we call him mid creep. Like, he was sitting by himself, and then she started walking over. And he's like,
but I knew it was a creep because the nigga was sitting, just looking straight.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to be seen, and we was like, wait a minute. Me and this big nigga was like, ain't that
And when she said it, she did the thing from Heat where she starts, comes in and goes, keeps walking. No.
And even when we were like, that's you. And he was like, nah, it ain't me. We was like, it is you, because you don't even know who the fuck we talking about.
How'd you deny it before we said who it was? We could have said you were the guy from the fucking buffet this morning.
Nah, it ain't me, man.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't get excited about the celebrity thing, but like, yeah, just being in their presence and then seeing how they react to people. So like me and Mike Myers were on the same flight from L.A. Yeah. He was in first class. I was like in business, like right behind him, and he was with his kids, and his kids were just being like just terrible at the time.
Oh, wow.
And I was just trying to make eye contact with him, but he was just like, I would like stare, and he'll look, and then look around. I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, look at me, Mike Myers.
Not a great life to have to be in a shell like that all the time.
No, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I think that's why they only hang out with other celebrities, because the other ones would treat them like normal.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's a fucking shitty life to be a celebrity.
But isn't that why comics really only hang out with comics? Because comics don't go, tell me a joke, and we don't expect each other to be funny. Like, our funniness comes out through the natural fucked up conversations we have.
We just confabulate on the dumb shit.
Where regular people, they're like, all right, what do you think about this? Like, I don't know. This conversation sucks. I'll tell you that.
You ever hang out with I call them norms
or civilians?
Like, civilians, yeah. Ugh. Mortals, whatever you want to say. But like, and then you say, you've been hanging out with comics and you say something and they look at you like, and you're like, you didn't even realize you said something that far out there, but you did. And then you're like, ah, shit.
Dude.
Because you like lose yourself.
Right. I forget where I'm at.
Yeah. So there's that freedom of talking to comics.
You start screaming curse words at a Chick-fil-A, and people are like, what the fuck? You're like, oh, shit, sorry. Sorry, everybody. I used to be at clubs.
Yeah, I remember that time.
Remember when we were comedians?
Even sitting home with my family sometimes, I got to go, I got to reel it back, because this ain't the six.
I'd be saying fucked up shit. My wife would be like, damn, I thought you was a comedian. I was like, it was funny if you stop being a regular person.
Yeah.
If you allow yourself to realize that this shit, like I made it, what did I say? It wasn't even a gay joke. It was just like an idea. And then she was like, that's fucked up. Because I said that she was talking about bisexualism or something like that. And I was like, well, I feel like when you get in a relationship, you are who you are with. So if you're bisexual, but then you're a committed relationship,
you're
with
a lesbian.
A woman, you're a fucking lesbian. She's like, that's not true. Da, 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 da. And I'm like,
I
don't make the rules, but you can't.
I'm just enforcing.
You can't be a cop if you got fired.
That's right. Yeah. You're not still a cop. Yeah,
you're not a cop.
But I still want to be a cop. Yeah. Like, but you're not, though.
You change jobs. And then she was like, that's not funny. I was like, it is.
You know, the opposite of that is those chicks who like made out with two girls in college or ever, and then 10 years later, like, I'm a lesbian. Like, I mean, I'm a bisexual. Like, No, you're not.
You just bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like kissing bitches when nobody else is around.
That's just casualties of the party.
Yeah, you didn't even like that shit. Yeah. You just bored. Like
everyone just cheered for you. That's it, and you went for it.
You went for it.
Here's another thing, because we've been having these weird conversations with each other now.
Your glasses fogging up.
It's getting hot in here, and my face like lifts this shit up on my forehead. So like, if you look closely, my glasses are like tilted, and every time I move this, the shit goes like it's like weird. So. It's on powerful. I put the.
You want it higher?
Yeah, well, I guess so. Look, I don't want to be that dude, right?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, see?
Look, pretty balanced. But
I'm going to take the glasses off for a while, and y'all got to deal with this face.
All right, whatever.
I'm talking about the watchers. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the people watching and listening.
2 episodes ago, that thing.
Damn, it looked cool.
Yeah, right?
You're looking with your hair like that and your face all fucked. You look like the poorest kid in Fat Albert.
One Mushmouth.
Is it Mushmouth? Or is it Mushmouth the one with the hat?
Oh, but Mushmouth had the hat over. Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the only one we know by name.
That's some silly shit. What else? What was the fucked up conversation?
So I thought it was funny, but she was like, we were talking about like physicals. And she asked me, do I fluff before I get a physical? And I was like, no, I think it's inappropriate to fluff your dick.
Highly inappropriate.
Before you get a physical.
Yeah, man. I've gone all flaccid, all male,
you gotta
all women
go
nurses.
Flaccid. I was like, you send the wrong message.
But at the same time,
fluff.
I feel bad, though. I'd be like, damn.
If it's a dude, he's getting the dick as is.
I had a
my doctor
really hot
is
chick
a man.
One time, though.
What?
I had a really hot chick one time.
But you can't. And I but knew. The thing is, you can't.
I was young, too.
Yeah. But pissed. you can't just put a heavy in her hand.
Even if you're about to get a boner on its own, you have to be like, let me think about something. This is the wrong time to show you.
Absolutely. A boner in the doctor's office is a little strange. But you'd be wanting to have at least a nice little, like a half chub, just for, if it's a, it's a if cool it's a, girl nurse. Yeah.
Just one pump
just
for the
quick,
basketball.
Just a
yes,
quick,
a fluff.
Yeah, like a, just a
no, a fluff is like, a
fluff is, nah, no, that's like almost
hard. Like a fluff is like what you just said.
What?
A fluff is like a, let me get a just a little life
no,
in it.
No, fluff you, is like full no, on,
no,
you're
no,
rock
no,
hard.
No, when you
kind of
jerk
you
off,
can,
you
can
oh,
open
the door with
like,
a yeah.
You you build yeah, yourself to damn near firing strength. That's what a fluff is. I'm talking about, if it's a nice girl, no, she got a fat ass and them scrubs, you just kind of, tap
what is that? I thought that was a what,
no.
What,
a fluff is
so what's like a little dick tap.
What's like a like a boost? Like put some blood down there real fast. Like just a little.
Yeah, like a little. Like one pump. You got to
like
do
a,
one pump.
That makes sense.
But like anything,
maybe a half of one.
Yeah,
but maybe even just that.
Anything just beyond that, you can't walk in the doctor's office with because now you're a creep. You're being placed in so many categories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she thought I was wrong for that. She was like, "Why wouldn't you go into the doctor's office?" And I'm like, because it's just weird.
That's crazy. Your girlfriend says you should?
Why?
This is whole life.
But tell a gay joke.
That's nuts.
That's wild. She's nah,
like,
I couldn't.
She's like, do you go?
And
do
I just
you
gotta
fluff
be
before your physical? And I was like, no.
When I'm getting a massage, I feel torn both ways.
I think because
I'm like, you should know that I'm at least into you.
So she's an ultrasound tech. So she scans balls and all that. She scans everything. She scans everything from babies to testicles. And I think that. Because probably some of her patients come in there.
Yeah, but that's getting like, it lubed up and rubbing it. She's got to get it lubed up and rub it with a fucking wand. Of course you're going to get I seen your wife. She's hot, too. You got a hot chick who's literally getting jelly all over it and fucking stroking it. Like, I mean...
Why are you okay with this?
It's disrespectful. What? Because she got to make money. This is her career path.
Yeah, but she's telling you that that is okay. That means that she's when people come in there with a full hard on, she's like, oh, let me help you.
Yeah, that's right. That
no,
means guys.
That, how are you okay with that?
Guys, that doesn't mean that.
What do you she
that
wants?
First of all,
guys come in.
She just told you she wants her
and go. Hey, this is gonna get hard soon. So I just worked it up ahead of time, so we don't.
I don't think that's you putting that out there. Me, I think she's just like, if dudes show up like this, then that's the norm, right? She doesn't have a dick, so she doesn't know dick etiquette. She only knows dick based on how it's presented to her.
Fair.
That's like me asking her, do you go to the doctor already wet? Like when you get when you go to the GYN, do you make it easy for him
you make it whoppy a little bit?
Yeah, are you whoppalicious?
Are you whopping when you go to the GYN? That's I see, Hey, are you down there flicking the bean?
So her curiosity comes from just going, look, I don't have one of these things. What's the etiquette? And I'm like, the etiquette is you show up fucking flaccid as fuck.
Yeah, because all her patients are coming in rock hard.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's weird.
I mean, I wouldn't fuck myself before going to a hooker. I'd be like, you do it. Yeah, so I can't imagine fucking before a doctor.
That's so funny. If you like, you're doing half the work.
Yeah.
He was like, the time, the clock starts when you fucking get this thing working. What is
discount?
That, Ari?
What
is that thing?
A pen for fucking up ads.
Oh, wait, you bomb?
Paint pens. No, I just take out the advertisement part of it. I leave the art and I just take out like HBO or Chase Bank or whatever.
You're a whole anarchist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think we gave him the right to fucking advertise to us while walking down the street.
That's
I didn't
so
sign
funny.
Off on that.
That's dope.
What's up? Well, I'm not going to, because that's incriminating if I go, what signs have you done already, right?
You'll see him around the neighborhood.
Okay.
Just like a little strip taken out. First, I was like going like that, but I'm like, now it's gross.
Yeah.
So I'm like, leave this pretty picture. Just take out whatever it's
have
for.
Have you done that to friends' art? Because, you know, Dan Soder's thing is still hanging
it's
up.
Everywhere.
Like, his special came up. His special came out last year.
Yeah. It's closer now to the date again than it was.
Yeah,
to
I'm on the right on it.
Crazy. Like a year later.
Yeah, I wanted to draw like a mustache
for
and
sure.
Last
year.
And shit.
For sure.
Yeah, so it's appropriate now.
Yeah.
All right,
I pissed
cool.
on Daniel Sloss as I stood up. There was like an awning. He had one. I just pissed all over and took a video.
Jesus Christ.
That's funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, if y'all did some funny shit, if I had, like, a billboard, you had a billboard, like, something in the train, and y'all fucking up, like, I would crack the fuck up. I would crack up. You can't take yourself that serious.
DeRosa, I was with him, and we came over the bridge to Brooklyn, and I just wrote on some, like, a place I shouldn't have done it. Yeah. I was drunk. I just wrote Joe DeRosa. He's like, come on, don't do that. I was like, fine. I just wrote is awesome. And then later, like 2 days later, somebody took a picture of it. Like, hey.
Oh, that's
you got a fan.
Dope. Yeah. That's dope. That's dope.
That's cool. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. It's easy. And you just fucking
can
do
I
it real fast.
Yeah, no, I'm like,
here you go.
I thought this was like a pre-roll or something. That's what I thought you pulled this out. Like, yeah, like, I got a pre-roll.
Big-ass pre-roll, bro.
Yeah. You guys ever graffiti?
No, I'm not good at it. My handwriting looks like graffiti, though.
Yeah. I've been around it. Yeah. Like, it's all the hip-hop that I'm, you know, came up in, but they put the little brown paper down. And little jams that I would go to, motherfuckers.
Oh, the stencils, like the stencils
yeah.
and
so
shit.
So say
like
the DJ was tagging. Spinning, motherfuckers dancing. Everybody would be on the side, graphing, taking pictures, and all this, you know.
I don't like the people who don't have the talent, but still want
maybe
to take up the most space.
Scribbling.
I'm like what is this scribble? No one knows what that is. No one knows what
do something pretty.
Say,
do
like,
the bubble letters.
On. Yeah.
It's my first day. And then, you know, well, like, people got to start graffitiing some.
Yeah, like right now, people have been graffitiing the COVID fish. I think it's called a COVID fish, but it's like a, you remember the Jesus fish?
Yeah.
So it's the Jesus fish symbol, but it's, they write COVID-19 in it.
Really?
And they call it a
that's
COVID
evolution?
Fish. Yeah, I guess that is. Like, look it up real quick.
The COVID fish.
Dylan Negree.
My nigga Negree.
That's your last name, Negree?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. I hate when people do that shit. The worst is that shitty handwriting stuff on someone else's like beautiful.
Oh, you get they got spitted. That's that happened on B Street.
Yeah.
What is it?
B Street on B Street. Ramo was a grapher. And you know, it was huge in the day. He would graph trains. And you know, then it was this one great white train that they saw. And Ramo had to graph it. But Spit, the villain, he would spray paint Spit on the art. And so Spit. If you saw Spit, you got to go fight him. And Ramo fought Spit, and they both got electrocuted on the third rail from graphing on that train. Damn. It was wild. B Street was great. I was like, this shit is...
I don't remember that.
This is wild, because they did that concert at the end for Ramo, because he died, and that's when they had everybody break dance and rap and all that at the end. B Street, because Ramo got killed.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I never seen that movie.
Yeah. I used to watch.
I'm looking for that shit.
Ramo!
Next time I see it, I'm going to take a picture of it. Because when I type in COVID fish, it just gives me like weird fucking fishes.
Can you get fish? COVID
yeah, but
fish,
can you get COVID from fish? And I'm like, never mind.
I can't find I can't find that.
Yeah, it's a dumb thing
it's
that I've been seeing popped up. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? This don't even make no sense. That and the fuck Trump thing.
What's
and
the
I'm
fuck
like,
Trump?
It's just all like over. People just write fuck Trump on stuff.
Oh,
like he ain't going to see this.
He not.
Fart's a big one I see on the
fart. I've been seeing fart on pavement.
Yeah, I don't know who fart is, but he's out there with a little fart. Arrow down. With
Yeah. I don't get it, but I guess it's supposed to be a movement, right? Like people are supposed to take pictures of it. And be
yeah,
like,
I guess.
Ooh, let's fart.
Got everybody all weird in the head with this shit.
Yeah, just make you think. I want to get a stencil and just have a quick the spray.
What would
paint,
your stencil
you know?
Be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good thought, though, right? Mm. What would yours?
Yeah.
Not just some words. You want some? Well, maybe just
my
words
one
like
of my
something.
One of my homies growing up. You know, West Gill. He got me into comedy.
Chicken
like,
soda.
His name was his comedy name was Chicken Soda.
Chicken Soda. That
his go to line for something
why?
That just I because he just it just we grew up in Philly and he did it to make fun of hood comedy because he was like everybody in the hood. Comedy Circuit got weird names like Section 8 and shit like that. So he's like, I'm going to just call myself Chicken Soda. And he
very
ran
meta.
With it.
Like, very
and people were like, yeah. And people were like, coming to the stage, Chicken Soda.
And we cracked
like,
the fuck
and
up.
And we would laugh because it was dumb.
It's so dumb.
But whenever something didn't make sense, he would say, well, just because you pour milk on it, don't make it cereal. And,
well,
and,
like
they,
that.
And yeah, and I'm like, that's fucking funny.
That's deep, so
that's deep, right? Like, whenever something makes sense, you're like, but why doesn't it make sense? It was like, because you pour milk on it, don't
make
a cereal. So I would tag that. I would put that and then West Gill.
That's kind of dope.
Bad. Yeah.
Cool. Or you should just say Chicken Soda.
Chicken Soda.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Chicken Soda.
Yeah, make some good graphics.
Like, yeah.
That's dope.
Da 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 da. What would yours be?
Mine? I don't know. Or as a graph, I don't know.
I think I'd want like a picture or something. Like, oh, look, even that, dude. You can make that your fucking logo. Well, you'd have a 2-color one, so you could put one down and then put the NFA.
Yeah, we gotta. Can we pay people to do that though?
Yeah,
we can. I want to pay somebody to do that.
You know what you do? You just sell the stencils.
Yeah.
On your for $2, something like just at cost.
There you go.
And then they just take whatever paint they want, one, and then you like. the other paint.
Yeah.
The other color.
Because in NFA, like, I have a hoodie that just says no need for apologies. Some white woman seen me when I was in the airport. She
called the cops?
No, oh. She was like, I like that. No need for apologies. Yes, that's a good way to live. And I was like, you don't even know what the fuck this is. Because it didn't say a podcast at all. It just said no need for apologies.
Good on you.
Yeah, so I would probably have that. That's a good
thing.
You're
charming, black man.
Yes, don't apologize for who you are, young man.
I like that. Keep it going. You know what that is? That's the good side of a Karen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Karens want it their way, but like, I like that way.
Yeah.
And you keep it going.
Sometimes
she's Glinda, the witch from the East.
There's sometimes you need a Karen. Like, Karens are necessary when they're not targeted towards you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I've definitely benefited from a Karen. Like, when you're in a store and the store is just fucked up and nobody's doing their job and you got this angry ass Karen just ready to go. All you gotta do is just stand behind her and go, and you're getting the same benefit.
some clerk's not wearing his mask. Yep. And you're just like, someone should tell him. And you just look around for an older white chick.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Hey, look, he's not wearing his mask.
Yeah.
Like, say, like, a white woman plotting. Yep. She's like, well, when she does that, looking at her phone and kind of walks, sidles up to the thing, I'm like, saddle up.
Here we go.
So saddle on Karen.
Yeah.
She's about to get some shit done.
You just,
We all about to get our
drugs. It just sucks when it's directed towards you.
Karen's doing a lot of good.
I think we should keep Karen's. I don't know if Kevin's are necessary, though.
Is that the opposite of Karen's? Is that what they're saying?
The Kevin's are the man version of Karen's.
Yeah, the Kevin's.
Yeah. They want it done their way?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want it done their way. And they're a little fancy.
The Kevin's go, do you live here?
Yeah.
Is that the key? Is that your key to this gated community? I want to know. Yeah. Like, and there's
never,
a time.
Yeah, that never works for anybody. That doesn't benefit anybody else except them. So
I got Kevin'd by a girl, though, at the dog park. And they're like, she was coming and asked me, I already let my dog in. And I was like, I'll hold the door open for you. But she looked at me weird.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting there, and her dog came over. She goes, do you have a dog in here? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
and then she was like, and I'm like, I guess I know she wanted me to point it out, but I'm like, I'm not going to point it out. Ask the next question. Like, it's running around amongst the other dogs.
I'm not going to point it out.
Yeah. It's like, you find it. Let's play this little game. Where's my dog, bitch?
I did one of these the other day with Becky Owen. We were going into my building.
Yeah.
And two white people were going in, and they just walked. The door was open. So they walked right in and went right to the packages.
Yeah.
So I didn't know them. So I was like, hey, you guys live here? Because that's like a common thing.
Yeah.
And then she just turned around and looked at Mike and goes, we wear our masks in this building. Mike's like,
she flipped it on
she flipped
you.
It on me.
You
can't out Karen.
You were just protecting your building.
Yeah.
Because look, like, I want to do that to people because packages get stolen a lot in my fucking building. But I hold the door open and I look at this Spanish guy or woman in her face and I want to be like, who are you? Are you stealing our fucking packages? But I can't. So I just got to open the door and be like, have a good one. And then act like I'm going in my mailbox.
Just to watch for a while to make sure they go upstairs.
I got Karen by a black lady.
Whoa. That's not called Karen. That's called a Claretta.
Is it Claretta?
Yes.
I got Claretted.
Yeah.
I was in Hell's Kitchen. I was hanging out with two Mexican ladies at some fly-ass little rooftop. Her apartment was laid, but her rooftop was crazy. Damn, and there was a little party going on. Coretta came over. But she came. This is how she did it. She did it. Hi, I'm Monique. Where do you live?
And
I just sit back because the girl had to hold my thigh and go, I live in 5H. I live right here. And then she was like, well, I've been here since COVID and no one was really here and I just wanted to know who everybody was and just have a good time. I was like, I was like, she white fucked out. I was like, that was crazy. And I didn't say anything.
It's a tough one because it's like, it could be like, you've been up here all the time and no one's here. So suddenly someone's here.
Yeah.
So
I got Claretta when I used to be a dog walker.
Okay.
I got Claretta in never really, not Karen. I haven't really been on the opposite side of a Karen. I've always been in the vicinity of a Karen and just been able to like benefit off of it. But when I was a dog walker, you walk these small little dogs and shit. I'm a big black dude. I'm wearing basketball shorts, hoodie, shit like that. And I'm walking little Pomeranians. I'm on the Upper West Side. And this dog is like kind of like pulling away from me. Cause you know, small dogs, they don't walk with you. They try to walk as fast as they can and they're pulling you. And it looks like this dog is like trying to run or whatever. So she comes up to me. She's like, oh, this is interesting to see. I'm like, what? What do you mean? She was like, oh, is that your dog? And so I'm not going to be like, I'm a dog walker. So I just was like, yeah. She was like, oh, usually when I see guys like you, you always have like the pit bulls and stuff like that. And it's refreshing to see you with a dog like that. How long have you had her? And I'm like, you bitch.
She's typed you, bro.
Motherfucker, you want to know if I stole this motherfucking dog?
That's exactly what she thought.
She's like, you either stole it or you suck dicks. And you don't look like
that's basically
part of those two. Like, why do you have this dog?
Help me fit you into a category I can deal with.
I'm so glad when I was dog walking for a week that the people in the Upper West Side just didn't care because I would be dragging their pugs because the pugs didn't want to walk with me. So I wound up picking the dog. I'm like, man, come the fuck on. And I just walked the dog in my
own. That's not the job.
Yeah, and they'd be like, oh, that's so nice. Also, and then I'm like, all right.
People on the Upper West Side are very used to ethnics working for them.
Absolutely. Hilarious.
So they're like, this is not out of the ordinary at all. Yeah. This is like part of our neighborhood.
Yeah. When you ever see like a baby that matches their like their caregiver, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
funny.
Yeah, and that, and then you like,
oh, yeah. Like
you're like, wait, what? It,
yeah. Yeah.
Because you see all the Jamaican ladies pushing,
pushing a lily white kid. And you're like,
but then when you see that lily white kid with like hair kind of like ours, like Derek's, and you're like,
did you marry a white dude?
It's like, is this, are you getting paid for this? Or
you an au pair, or are you in the game?
But at least I have enough fucking respect to not go over to
don't say anything.
Ask him.
This is
new because usually a person of your complexion
racist.
Is getting paid.
Yeah. This is refreshing.
Beautiful kid.
Refreshing. This is interesting. That's some cold shit.
I was at the beach and with Liz and my girlfriend and some lady she wheeled a speaker into the middle of the beach and it was like that big and just started blaring club music and skipping like 10 seconds in trying to find the right song and skipping again. It was so annoying.
I'm like, you better stick to that shit. If you decide to play your music out loud, you got to play the whole song. We don't have time for you to make up your fucking mind.
By the way, what is that about?
No matter what genre you're into, you know there's stuff that's probably going to appeal to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bob Marley instead of like fucking Shaggy. You know, not even Shaggy be okay, but you know what I mean.
Shaggy.
You can play Shaggy.
Top 40, bitch.
Top 40, exactly. Yeah. Stuff that's in everybody. But so she was like, should I say something? And me and Liz were like, yeah, go say something. We just got our phones out to record a Karen. Like, I'll sell you out, bitch. I will sell you the fuck out. This video is too valuable.
No! I never got that. All the young boys in Harlem drag a speaker down the street on a dolly. That just had a block going. Like,
I don't like it when it's
other people here.
Yeah.
It's not your rooftop.
I like it when it's a song that I know, but when it's them
when they bumping their homie.
I'm like, I get that you support your friend, but we don't know this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Even if you like country music.
We don't know the words.
Play like the songs everybody know. I got friends in low places or some shit like that where we're like, all right.
But it's starting to happen more at places you don't expect it, like Long Island City.
What?
Long Island City piers are starting to get a little bit hood.
Turned
up. Yeah, it's getting a little bit turned up. Like people smoking weed by the water, blasting their horseshit rap.
That's why the blasting it. Just like they have little speakers that can be like this radius.
Yeah. That's the only way. If it's black, it's loud. It's going to be loud.
Yeah.
It's got to be blasted. I blast my little speaker, my little Bose on my step every night. I know them Chinese folk. They be like, what is this nigga doing?
Okay.
All the Mexicans be like, yo, this nigga just be. I be bumping West Side Gun. I be doing.
Have you ever listened to West Side Gun? It's hilarious. I love it, but when you listen to it loud, it's just like.
It's just bush. And there's kids come across my gate all the time. I pump some of the net fucking rap.
I've got a solution to bring the cultures together.
What is it?
As soon as black people become successful, whenever that is, 50 years from now, whatever it is, I get the culture of wanting to blast your music. So. You buy headphones for everybody and then just fucking
and just turn a silent listen to party?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine black people with a silent head?
Silent listening parties.
I love a silent disco. They're fun as shit. When you go to a festival, they're fun as shit.
Yeah.
Because you walk by and you're like, why is everybody screaming in the same moment? You hear nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you just. Yeah.
I think it'll be a dope idea. Like, I think I'm going to do that for my first album.
put it on there.
Yeah, I think that I'll probably rent out Village Underground or something like that and do a silent listening party.
That's kind of cool.
Wow. And then, yeah, I had a whole thing to... Y'all can steal it if y'all want, because if y'all steal it, then it just allows me... It just lets me know it works.
Let me just go call my friend at the patent office really quick.
Yeah, I'm like, go ahead and steal it. It just lets me know it works, and I'll just improve it. So
there you go. How are you going
to
do it?
So I wanted to do... hire a DJ or whatever and give him the album, because I think that's the way it works. Like, the DJ has to supply the people with the headphones and play it on
the
one thing.
You can rent them.
So I'll rent the DJ. I'll pay him to like play that. But I want to have like a graphic novel that goes with my a small graphic novel that goes on my first album, because you know my shit is about like growing up, foster care, and becoming who I am. So I feel like I want to have the jokes kind of drawn out with a dope illustrator, and then that's a keepsake for them.
Hey, let me show you a couple things. Yeah. Then my friend Kevin Christie, he tried to. He's an illustrator.
Yeah.
Now comedian. Yeah. But he tried to bring like back the illustrated short story.
Yeah.
Which was, used to be like a form, and so he'd have like John Hughes before he died wrote a story, and then his son was an artist.
Okay.
Like, drew one or two pictures for the whole short story.
Yeah.
And I know somebody else who got Father John Misty. This like, I think it was him. I think it was him, but like, whatever. It wasn't him, actually. It was somebody else. But like, to make an album, two songs, and then she just drew a bunch of like, painted a bunch of paintings, and it kind of went along with it.
See, that would be a cool thing. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do. That's why I'm like, really I'm saying cool, it out man. Loud because I'm like, if somebody steals it, it just lets me know it works. It doesn't stop me from doing it.
Your value can't be in scarcity. Your value can't be in like, I'm the only one that does it.
Absolutely, then, but I think it's dope to do.
That's cool. Like,
yeah, so that's what I want to do.
Oh, what a cool idea! Yeah, you can really do that. And then, like a cartoon, like a
yeah, like people like I didn't think of it like the way you said it, but I would have to give the actual complete album to the illustrator and go, interpret this how you want, and then have the like. Then get it printed out or whatever.
Yeah, which
and the reader follows along. But I'll probably do a digital version because it'll be easier.
Way easier.
So get them to scan the QR code and then as they're listening, they can like.
It reminds me of like when CDs went to CD-ROM. You can put it in a computer and then it'll like unlock like a few extra things.
Yeah, they're like now you can see the cover art pixelated.
That'd be cool. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh shit.
CD-ROM. Damn, it's so old.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking cool, man. And you could just be like, what, probably one picture per bit or something?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Boom.
It's fucking cool.
But cool. My face got to fix up. My face got to go back to normal first before I start doing anything.
What if it doesn't?
I know. That's a fear of mine, dude.
Nah, it'll come back.
It better.
Nah, because this still look like, nah, that'll come back.
You shatter bones?
Oh, no. That's not even. Mom look like that. He looked more like Fat Albert than Mush.
That's so funny.
Can we see all of them?
Yeah, let's go through.
Yeah, show the gallery of the Fat Albert kids.
Yeah,
they was all on shirts.
That's
there we go. That's the whole gang.
That was the whole gang.
Where are you going?
There.
Where are you going? Why are you doing extra work just to ruin your work you already did?
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Unless that's a video.
Okay. All right.
Let me see.
I feel like I look
to find like a HD version.
I think you look.
I look more like the one right next to Fat Albert,
with the
high cheekbones. Yeah,
he do.
What's his name?
That's they look like Malvo, whatever. Ernest.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't understand. I'm one. Maybe the nigga with the hat. I could.
You're the one with the orange hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that one. Yeah,
my bro. You
always the one in the middle. The one like with the blue shirt on in the middle. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who's the one that's like right? That's Reggie Conquest, the one right down in the bottom middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's going to. I go to the doctor today.
What's he going to say?
I don't know. Let me know if it's looking right.
It's going to be like, I mean, you know it's not.
Because you got to do this. Like, can you do this until this comes
I don't touch
back?
Any of this shit because it's tender.
Did you shatter cheekbone or something?
Yeah. It was like, sucks. And I was like, and I was about to go to sleep. And then my wife was like, no, we need to go to the hospital. Because I went home and I was like, I'm going to put some ice on it and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, nope. We'll see. We'll figure this out. Let's go to the hospital. And then, like, I just went to the hospital thinking that they would be like, nah, put some ice on you. Good. He was like, look left, look right, look up, look down. Yeah, I think it broke. And then that whole CAT scan shit.
Damn.
And then I was like, fuck.
You should have been like, I'll say the hospital. You go home and cook a cake.
Yeah. She still cook. It's my turn to cook, though, man. Because, like, she cooks, and I can cook some shit, but, like, I know how to make, like, you have my baked fish?
Baked fish is good.
I have, like, I'm going to do, like, a gigantic, like, honey glazed salmon.
I've had the Monroe fish.
Yeah, I do a gigantic honey glazed salmon, and I try to crisp the skin. Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah. People don't understand.
Sear with
like
butter or something, so it gets like, oh, that's the best part.
Crispy fish, bro.
Yeah.
And you see the idiots push their skin aside. I'm like, are you saving that for last, or you're not going to eat it?
You better eat that shit. That's the best part.
Give me that fucking skin.
Yeah, fish skin.
Try to crisp the skin. I do a seafood mac and cheese, which is pretty good. Yeah. Lobster meat, crab meat, shrimp, all that stuff. Put it in there. The shit is baked, and it's creamy. So it's like crust. It's like, yeah, you get like the crust on the side and stuff like that.
That's good.
But I know I can make more shit, but I don't. I just
why
I
not?
Eat,
why?
I eat egg every morning. I eat eggs every morning.
What do you, what's your go-to for eggs? What do you do?
Well, what now that got? I'm using vegan cheese, it's weird. Why? But Colby Jack vegan cheese and
you just went to vegan?
Nah, I'm trying to cut dairy down.
Oh, he's like, no, I bought the wrong thing.
I don't know
I didn't
if
look
you
at
know dairy kills black people. It does kill
it probably.
Interesting.
But
you're like, wow, I wonder why they're using bullets.
Spinach. I always put a little baby spinach or something in it.
That's good. Nice scramble.
Yeah, nice little quick scramble.
My breakfast is weird, but it's like, my breakfast is literally scrambled eggs, tuna fish, spinach, and an avocado.
Avocado grows. I don't know where the tuna fish is in there.
Yeah, tuna
is delicious. I love you.
On
understand?
Eggs?
Yes. It's weird. I've
tuna
done
fish
it.
And eggs and spinach.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Well,
it's
not
delicious.
Tuna fish. The,
huh?
The can or like,
yeah.
Damn.
I know. It's weird. She judges me too, but who gives
tuna
a shit?
Tuna fish and eggs.
You
tuna
whip
fish
it up.
Ramen.
Yo,
when we
yeah.
were struggling, yeah.
You whip that shit up. You put the, so what you're doing.
Struggle is all about the calories. You're like, I just need nourishment to continue my day. That's different.
That's my thought process, but I ended up making it good. So you take the tuna fish, you put it, you drain it out, make sure it's nice and dry, right? You put it in your little olive oil. You can cook it up or whatever, chop it up, start throwing your little seasonings in it.
Okay.
If I get fancy, throw some capers in it or whatever. Then you start whipping the egg in there so you can scramble it together.
Yeah.
And then I put the, what is it, the spinach on top, let it wilt a little bit, but not get too fucking wilted where you lose the spinach. Put that together, make a little omelet, and then I eat it with avocado. Shit goes hard.
Well, he prepped the fucking tuna.
He prepped.
You didn't tell me that. I thought
it was just wet,
drained,
gross
it in,
shit. But
if you... No, I didn't think you was gonna put the tuna water in your eggs, but the capers you saute with olive oil. That's different.
Still seems gross. I'm trying to be like, yeah, but I'm like, nah.
No, my thing now is almond milk oatmeal with cranberries, pumpkin seeds, and just one tablespoon of brown sugar.
What's the thing you guys eat that you like can't like that? Like you can't convince anyone else is good, but you know it's good.
What the fuck? Do I be eating? What the fuck?
You know what I eat? And I know you're not going to like it by the taste of it. Hard salami.
Uh-huh.
On a bagel.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
What?
What kind of bagel?
Probably everything bagel.
And everything?
Oh my God.
It's sweet and salty together. I know.
Well,
I know,
eat pretzels
great,
and ice cream, but
and
goddamn,
you make it
salami.
A sandwich?
You make it a sandwich.
I don't know, dude.
Hard salami on
hard
everything.
Salami. And you make cut it real thin, and
what
it's just
what kind
so
of peanut butter?
Good.
Skippy?
Yeah. Is it an overly sweet peanut butter?
No, it's just a regular sweet, Jif, Skippy,
is it
all the
Skippy?
Normal.
Is it honey roasted, Skippy?
It's not honey roasted.
Oh, okay.
Can't do that. And occasionally I'll put hot sauce on it too. Like a
what
hot
the
spread.
Fuck? So that... now you're peanut butter hot sauce?
Yeah, that's equivalent to my fucking tuna egg.
Snigger, it's a Super Saiyan Jewish. Holy shit.
I will tell you, everyone I've had it made it for or like take a bite of mine, they'd be like, oh, it's surprisingly good. In fact, I'm gonna see when you guys are at the club I play at now. And if you're there, I'm gonna make one.
I like how you said play it.
Well, because it's illegal as shit. I don't want
to. Yeah.
I can't even say shit. Yeah,
it is illegal. I didn't know it was illegal. I'll be back out in like, I think another week, I'll be back out.
Okay. Word, if I see you guys both on a lineup, I'm going to make one of those, cut it in half, wrap it in tinfoil, and be like,
I don't know.
As much as you want.
I'm going to try.
We'll take a bite. You're not an asshole. We'll take a bite.
So we'll just take half of the same. Sandwich.
So half.
Yeah, I'll have it.
Okay.
All
right, cool.
And then chuck it if you don't want. It's just a bagel.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm fucking. I'm telling you.
I'm
waste a bagel rich. So you don't got to worry.
Tuna with the eggs and the capers and all that shit is delicious, yo. I'm telling
you. It's that tuna that just doesn't seem like
tuna and eggs.
Tuna and eggs, man. Tuna gets slept on, yo. I fucks with tuna more than it does.
I like tuna steaks.
Tuna steaks is something different.
Like the sushi grade tuna steak.
All right, tuna steak and eggs.
Yeah.
Not
you
together,
do a nice. You can do that too. When I'm feeling fancy and I got time, you'll do like you'll pan sear a good little quality tuna, fry the egg. So you still got a little bit of the yolk in it. Do some asparagus. Shit is good.
That might be good.
I think it's weird too, the way comics live, because I'll go home. I'll walk home late at night,
yeah.
You know, and I'll pass by like West Side Market or something, mm-hmm. and then I'll just like go in there and they'll be like, here's just one filet. It'll be like half price today. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take it right home at 3 a.m., cook some like fine with some asparagus, something like
that. We live moment to moment, yo. We live different, yo.
We are people of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I was cooking a Blue Apron once.
Okay.
And I started cooking it. And then it's like, we have all your ingredients except salt and oil and stuff. And then I started cooking a few of them. And the next thing, I just didn't look at all the directions. The next one, it was like 3 a.m. And the next one was like, all right, get a pan and start the potatoes. I'm like, oh, I don't have a pan. But the rest is already cooking. And I'm like, fuck. But New York.
Yeah.
So I just walked to the corner, bought a pan at 3 in the morning, and came back and kept cooking.
Oh, I thought you'd at least bought the potatoes.
They be having cookware to some of the bodegas.
Yeah, not the best, but enough.
Yeah, like the pot would definitely start burning up after two uses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dave got a grill from the 99 cent store.
A little grill?
Yeah, he got a grill. Made some chicken, and Chick was like, you're not planning on using this more than like today and maybe tomorrow, right? And he was like, nah, it's just for Labor Day.
I thought those
Why did she say that?
Because it was just this little plate grill. You put the little coals in there and light it, you know, thing be on fire on the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no safety.
My dad, Jews will use those things like 50 times. They'll just use it until they can't use it anymore.
I've seen the Jews barbecue, not the acidic ones, not the ones that wear like the black with
no,
the
no, they don't go out.
They don't go out. Yeah. Like,
they be on the train. It was on train day, no mask.
Really?
One Jew.
Oh, have you drove through
the door.
Community?
Held
they
the
are
door.
Out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're out. They also, this is racial. I think I can get away with this because it's negative, but I'm Jew. They stop at red lights or yellow lights less than any other race.
Yeah.
They don't care. Like, because in New York, like, yellow, let me stop. You never know who's crossing.
Yeah.
Those Hasidic Jews are like, I'm running it.
Yeah, they're like,
what am I gonna kill a non-Jew? Yeah.
I saw a student body come out of the. They going to school, no mask. They be having their sweaters on with the wind.
Oh yeah, we was driving. We was driving. Like they got off of a bus.
Wow,
a bus like
sound
happy.
Sound of the funky drummer.
Saying their little Hasidic chants, you know that. Yeah. I don't know.
Rolling.
Those people are like, God will save you. I'm like, God sent the information to doctors to tell you to stay in.
I get it, though, by saying
wear a mask.
I get it. They're like, look, if God want me to have it, then he's going to give it to me. If not, I'm going to live my little Hasidic life.
Ride or die.
I'll be put like, this wig on. Man.
We're going to shul.
Yeah.
You ain't going to stop
us. I respect it. I wish I had that sort of faith. That's a lot of faith.
That's not even. That's just like, come on, dude. It's fucking. If you have a cold, they can take ginger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they can't do anything. They're not Christian scientists.
Wait, they don't do any of that?
They take medicine.
Oh,
it's not like they're like Christian scientists.
They be having
different. They go to
doctors. I see the pharmacy with the little words. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that must mean pharmacy,
Hebrew.
I'm like, oh, the little symbols.
Uh-huh.
That must be the symbol for the medicine.
I like it. I applaud the commitment.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's it.
They committed.
Yeah, they are committed.
They hold down.
They find a way to figure it out.
Yeah, they're like, look, fuck it.
When they were legally shut down, the synagogues were legally shut down, they would just take a street and like space out and still have like a service with everybody.
Dude, why didn't they do it in them little wooden huts they
That's only for sukkahs. It's only for one holiday. Good question.
Yeah,
it's only eight days a year.
You just build your little fucking huts.
Yeah.
That they be having the little, don't they do like the prostitutes in them and stuff? Because they say they pray, but how many guys you know really get together and pray?
Yeah, man. don't know.
The best is seeing a Hasidic Jew with a fucking hooker. Because you know, like, the demon that like afflicts some of us.
Yeah.
Doesn't say, well, you're Hasidic, we're going to pass by you. Yep. You know, it's every 10th person. So it's like, and they're like, what do
it's
I
like
do
Passover.
With this?
Oh, he didn't have the lamb's blood on his door.
That's right. Yeah, they're the best, and they'd have to go way outside. Yeah. I saw in Montreal, just for last one, someone dropping off in his car.
Yeah.
Just fat black hooker. And it's like, and you look at him, and it's like, he looks like a rabbi. He's not, but it's so weird.
The big hat.
Those two people don't connect in life.
Yeah, but they like money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money brought that.
Yeah, they like money and sex.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers cold. Walk around. Like, y'all got cages on the wind. Like,
I know, on the windows, on the fucking ninth story.
In the window, and the baby be sitting in the
bedsty. It's just like, they don't trust anyone. Like, there's no, you can't get up there. It's not a fire escape window.
Cages on the balcony, bro.
And then if you burn up, now you're just in the cage getting fucking cooked alive.
You're trying to jump like at the World Trade Center, you just keep hitting the cage and bouncing back in.
It's real brick mansions out there. I'll be like, y'all motherfuckers hold it down. Y'all like Ewoks.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers, it's like a whole, it's like another community. I'll be like, it's not. It's like a whole different.
Yeah, like
world.
Ewoks, like they come out of the woods, like there's a lot of us.
Just singing and singing and shit.
But isn't that what The Village was kind of like? That shit reminds you of The Village by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Where this whole community was right there by the zoo. That's what it feels like. It's like this shit is right by the waterfront.
Yeah.
All this shit.
And the elders would dress as monsters and go into the woods to scare people from not leaving the village.
That's when people started hating M. Night Shyamalan. I like that movie.
I know. I liked the movie. I just felt like it should have been another reveal after that. Like, I watched this movie the whole time just to go, oh, they're behind the Philadelphia Zoo.
Right. Or you realize, like, all this danger was like, there was never any danger.
Yeah.
There was none.
I wanted another. Like, I wanted another reason. Like, why did they do this? Somebody got to get killed now.
Somebody's got to get strung up and killed. Yeah.
My favorite.
M. Night didn't do good until, what's the one?
The three movies together. He came back.
Yeah, when McAvoy
Mr. Glass.
You didn't fuck with Devil? I thought Devil was okay. Devil was straight horror, and he didn't try to do this weird shit. It was just like, they stuck in the elevator, they're dying one by one. You got to figure out who the devil is.
That's cool.
And I went, I like that.
You ever give up on somebody, like a director or an actor, and then they put out something good, but you're like, you say that, but I'm not interested. Yeah, and then you miss out on a really good one.
Yeah.
Nah, man. It was creepy.
The Happenings.
The Happenings was good.
The Happenings was fine. The Happenings when nature was killing people.
Nature was just killing people?
Randomly?
Yeah. He was just committing.
You don't remember
suicide?
That? You don't remember The Happenings? So The Happenings
was insane. Go ahead.
It was like people just started killing themselves. They still started offing themselves. Like a gust of wind would go by, and then they would just go stick their head in the fucking blender or whatever.
Like Bird Box?
Their own,
it was Bird Box, but different.
It was different. Bird Box before Bird Box.
Yeah.
So, because, so you find out, it was nature doing that. It was nature letting off these spores, putting it in the wind, and then to fuck with people's chemical imbalance in their brain, and then they fucking jump under a tractor trailer.
Boy, the part that fucked me up when the construction workers was on the top of the building, and they just start walking off the building.
Yeah. Walking casually.
I was and they was just falling on.
It's his best, because I feel like he does thrillers, suspense, and horror. That's all and they did The Last Airbender. So, yeah.
That's weird. Is that a money job? Like, what?
Yeah, he did The Last Airbender. So, The Last Airbender didn't make no fucking sense.
Signs I liked as like a real movie.
I was trying to be an extra on that movie as a soldier. That's pretty crazy.
In what? Last Airbender?
Yeah. Really? I was at the whole thing, getting dressed with the soldier gear and all that. Yeah. And then I didn't get, I opted out. I was like, I ain't doing this. Like, I did the one day.
Yeah.
They didn't want me to shave and look like an Asian warrior.
Oh. Nobody in that movie was Asian.
It's funny because the whole movie, the thing about it is it's whitewashed as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's really whitewashed.
Really?
Like, it's based off an anime. And, like,
I said, I'm not doing this shit. Like, the next day I said, nah. It's like
Where were you? In New York or LA?
New York. I was in Philly. Fun.
That's so funny.
Is you ever see a movie that you went out for, even as an extra, and they're like, let me see how this turned out without me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then you're like, good, it was bad.
I was, my first extra joint, it was this movie called Tenure. It was an Owen Wilson flick, and I was a ball player. And you could tell how bad I was, like, even in a, like, it was panned out. And I'm like, that's me playing awful basketball. Yeah. Like, I'm, oh, God, I'm so lanky and awful.
Dude, I went to a commercial audition. I used to do a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
And there's some crazy people there. It's the lowest level of the industry. Commercial
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
And some guy beforehand was like one of the actors, and he was like, do you think I should tell them? It was for a baseball, like just doing a baseball thing. Do you think I should tell them I played in high school? I'm like, you could. I don't know. I'm here for it. I definitely yeah. didn't. I think I'm just doing a look. It's commercial. Yeah. They're not going to have us play in the league. And he goes, oh, maybe I'll tell him. I was like, oh, okay. Like, it doesn't matter. But yeah. he's like, you know, same as stand up. You can get homeless yeah. people on a show with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. But like, then all of a sudden we heard, he went in the room and did the audition. We just heard a bang. And I was like, what the fuck? And then nothing. And then I went in. There was a massive fucking hole in the wall.
Wow.
I'm like, what happened? And the guy was like, because I went in a lot. He goes, yeah. let me show you the tape. You're supposed to, it's just a guy, I think it was for Sega or something. Yeah. You're supposed to like be a regular guy crossing the street and then look yeah. and like you're playing baseball and you're trying
yeah.
to steal.
Yeah.
When the guy's like this and you're like, fuck it, I'm stealing on him.
Yeah.
So he did that and slid into the wall and fucking broke it. He took it that seriously.
God damn. Yeah. So he didn't play baseball in high school. He's an asshole.
He overslid the bag. Method. That's method.
Yeah.
He went method.
The best other one, it was a Ready Whip commercial.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're supposed to like be like the Ready Whip guy. The yeah. whole campaign. You'd be like, Ready Whip, and like pour some Ready Whip in your mouth. Yeah. So yeah. I didn't get that one, but the guy showed me this tape. So this guy's ready whip, and instead of going like that, he went like this, like up.
Oh yeah, oh, and so he got the fucking
no, he got the nitrous.
Oh, he got high as fuck. He's like ready.
So then he saw him like falling, and he didn't understand what was happening to him. So he had to dose himself. So he like stood up and fell over a fucking bench, and he's still trying to do that ready whip.
I've only done like a couple of commercial auditions. I did an Uber one that I bombed. It didn't make no fucking sense. They was like, you're an Uber driver, and they want you to switch professions while you're driving the Uber. So the line is like, I Uber when I drive. Then it's I Uber when I'm with my kids, and then I'm supposed to turn around and be with my kids to do some shit. And it's like, I even Uber when I'm at the baseball game, and I'm supposed to like make that shit. And I didn't know what the fuck I was supposed to be doing, so I would like stop and be like this, like, do you so I catch the ball? Should I like braid her hair? And I was like, do whatever you want. You're just a dad. Do it. Oh, God. I did a Verizon one. And I hate when you know the lines, but then they pair you up with somebody
that
real quick.
Who doesn't?
And it's like, read. I'm like, it's right there. Because they have to read off a teleprompter, oh, yeah, but it gives you shit. And I'm like, I do my lines, and they're like, yeah, which one's for me? And I'm like, it's fucking right there. Like, let's just do this shit.
It's the one after. Well, I just stopped. Yeah. Start.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they do that to see if you'll, like, punch somebody in the face? Do you think it's, like, a social experiment where they're just like, these niggas ain't gonna get the job. We just want to see if they go, who gonna snap. Because it feels like impractical jokers to me.
They must enjoy themselves. Yeah. Like, let me fuck with these people. Because it doesn't matter. Yeah. Whoever books it, it's a commercial.
I want to hold general auditions for nothing. Just have people come in and read lines and then just see what people will do.
I went into MTV, general meeting.
Yeah.
And here, when I moved here, and then I like 6-7 years ago, and we had a great talk. Talked about like Jewish sleepaway camps and stuff like that. It's too cute. Executives that work there fun for like an hour where it's like we just lost ourselves in it. It's like, thanks, so nice meeting. I was like, you guys too. Hey, I can never be on MTV though, right? They're like, no.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, I didn't think so.
They're like, no, absolutely not. But
good talk. Yeah, unless
thanks
you're like
coming in.
The nerd teacher in a fucking high school thing. Then that's the only way.
Yeah. At that time, it was just like talking head shit.
I remember all them MTV meetings. You remember all the meetings?
Yeah, I remember bombing, wilding out. Audition.
I bombed
too. That shit. They ask you to rap and all that shit. And I'm like, I don't fucking rap.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's the job. You're gonna have to fake freestyle rap.
You got
to
fake freestyle rap. You got to do snaps and all that shit. And this was when I was like still doing open mics. And I got recommended by one of the people who was like a hostess at Stand Up New York. And then she kind of got promoted to a job. So she was like, yeah, would you mind auditioning? And I'm like, sure. And I'm like, I don't. Fucking know,
yeah,
dude. I bombed that shit so bad. The dude was just like, "You don't have to stay here if you don't want." Because I was just being so bad, but I was committing to just being there. He was like, no, you don't have to keep going. Like, if you don't want, you can kind of just go. And
you're wasting all our time.
Yeah. All right. I bombed that. I bombed Guy Code before I got it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I bombed Guy Code so bad that Ryan, I just wasn't funny. And Ryan didn't even know that I auditioned 2 years ago before I got the job.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I bombed my Guy Code tape. Yeah. I bombed a Kim test with a bunch of rappers and female DJs. But my biggest funny audition bomb was for a commercial. And I was so bad. I was trying to act like I was electrocuted when I was touching the computer. And I would miss the line. I was like, I can't. Like, I looked them in the face. Was like, I can't do this anymore.
It's embarrassing. Like, I'm hurting myself.
I can't. And they was like, no, please, just try. I'm like, no more, please. I was like, here, you can take that. I know you're going to hit ever. Who the fuck you going to hit? I got to get the fuck out of here. Right. I can't. I just spazzed.
It
sucks.
I was in L.A. This is when I was in L.A.
Okay.
I was in, like, L.A. for, like, 2 weeks, and I started getting these random auditions and shit. And this is why you shouldn't say yes to every fucking thing. You should, like, read it first and then be like, nah, this ain't for me. But this is when they were still auditioning for that Star Trek movie. They were drawn with the Han Solo movie.
Okay.
So they don't give you the script. They give you a fake script based on a similar scenario.
So you don't get any of the pages out there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, and it was an action scene, right? So it was very little words, a lot more action. And I studied what I could. I went to the audition. I feel like the bigger the audition, the bigger the assholes, right? Because they, like, fucking, like, they make you sit there for, like, 40 minutes because the person just felt like, just, like, eating a bag of chips and they don't feel like seeing anybody.
Yeah.
You know Pooch? What's his name? Pooh, the dude from Ray Donovan in the game? Pooh, the black dude from Ray Donovan. You never watched Ray Donovan?
Like, twice.
Oh, damn. It was a good show.
I know.
So, the black dude from that... He comes out, like, we're sitting there for, like, 30 minutes, 40 minutes past our audition time. Pooh comes out, and he's dressed like Donald Glover's character, like, the jacket and all that shit. And they're like, oh, my God, you were so good. Like, the execs walk out with this motherfucker, man. Like, yo, my God, you were so good. It was good seeing you. Tell your agent, whoever, I said hi and all that shit. And they, like, do that whole high five.
And he's like, nailed it.
Yeah, and then they turn to us with that cold energy. And they be like, Monroe? And I'm like, all right. Fucking glasses already start fogging up, right? Okay. Glasses already start fucking fogging up. Right. I'm nervous. And at this point, I'm only used to auditioning with the camera operator and the casting director, whoever. But this audition, this is a Disney thing. So they have everybody in the room. They have camera operator, fucking person to reading you lines, the casting director, and then their motherfucker just to make shit.
And they're all just like watching.
Yeah, and they're all just watching. And they'll be like, and I guess my agent was like gave them some clips or whatever. And it was like, hey, Monroe, it's a pleasure to meet you. We seen your stuff. You're very funny. So we just want to see what you do with this. Do you understand what the scene is? And I'm like, yeah, it's an action scene. It was like, yeah, but you're in the middle of a shootout. And we want you to be aware of that. So, like, use the room to your advantage. Don't just stand in one place and deliver the line. Like, really get into it. And I'm like, all right. So they're like, all right, start whenever you want. And whenever they say start whenever you want, you just get, like, frozen. You're like, I don't know when. Like,
Okay. Should I act like I'm getting in the moment?
So I fucking, the room is as big as the Gas Digital Lounge out there. So it's a big room to play.
No.
So I fucking, the first thing I do is I, like, lightly jog behind the couch. And they're like, well, can you come out a little bit more? We got to see you for the camera. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, back up just a little bit. And I'm like, peeking my head up. Like, you got to peek your head up. And I'm like, peeking my head up and, like, dodging fire and forgetting my lines and shit like that. I'm like, huh. And then
so
to imitate that, I'm like sweating, dude. I'm like fucking sweating to like when I come up and I shoot, I'm like, pew, pew. Like, I'm making the noise of my mouth. I'm like, pew. I'm like, whoo, line. They're like, and then whatever the line was in that saying, I get back on, I'm like, whew, yeah, oh shit, Pune. So they're like, okay.
Pune?
Yeah, I guess
Pune. I said Pune, right?
Pune, Pune. I said Pune. So then I'm like, all right, fuck it. I bombed this shit so bad that they're just going to ask me to leave. And they were like, Would you want to do that again? And the answer should be no. Like, I learned from taking...
Let me get out of there.
Like, if you don't want to do something, you got to just say no.
You got to
like,
say no.
I take acting classes now, and they be like, look, if you ain't feeling it, don't try to fucking power through it. Leave.
It's not like then, you had it, you screwed it up. You're like, yeah, I'm not going to get it.
You never fucking had it. So I was like, okay, yeah. And this time, I jumped in the same spot. So instead of walking there, I'm like, all right, I need to go harder. So I fucking like kind of dive on the floor. Pew! I scrape my elbow. I fucking land on my elbow. Like, and I'm like, I forgot way more lines than I did the first time. Oh, it was fucking terrible.
Worse
dude.
The second time.
I did worse the second time.
And like, Dave, we're going to remember you.
When Dave was alive, because Dave Kimmelwitz, yeah. RIP Dave Kimmelwitz, like yeah. He called me. He was like, because Dave will call you after every audition. He was like, how'd you go, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, how'd it go? And I was like, dude, I fucking bombed. I was like, pew, and all that shit. And he was just like, I'll see what they say. And then he told me, he was like, yeah, they said that you're
right.
Kind of green.
You were right. They said they're not going to forget about you. And yeah. He's like, I'm going to try to get them to forget about you.
Kind of that had me afraid to audition for anything in L.A. for at least like a whole year.
Nah,
I was
man,
like, I ain't doing
you
that
gotta
shit.
Face them. I used to be on WB lot, Universal lot, and had to be in front of all of them trying to act. And there'd be some like real actors in the room. I'd be like, yeah. This is
what's your
bullshit.
What's your worst audition? All right.
I had one where I was like, it sucks. I went up for Entourage. I remember forgetting lines, and mm-hmm. I remember like learning them. Yeah. I learned them, and then she's like, "You can use the paper." I'm like, no, I can do this. And then I kept like, "Fuck!" Yeah. And she's like, "Just use them." I'm like, no, lady, I did
this.
I had one. I had it was a Pizza Hut commercial, not for like any acting thing, but commercial. And they're like, "All right, somebody's gonna come and like bring a pizzone." Yeah. And then act like you're impressed, and another time just treat it like real.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And so it was Tommy Davidson was supposed to come in. It wasn't him, but it was somebody. Yeah. It was like, so the time we treated it real, it was like, hey, you want a pizzone? I was like, hey, no, man, we're at work. You can't just come into our store. You got to get out of here. And then the guy next to me was auditioning with me. He was like, hey, thanks for ruining it for both of us, bro.
Oh,
I mean, you shit on the product in front of us, booked the commercial, shot the commercial, and then I wanted to see that guy going,
wait, you really did? Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
What?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
We treated it fun.
Did I tell that story yet?
Commercial work, you just got to have fun. That's all it was. Dude. Me and Brenna Zisi went into one, and he had a Xerox his passport. He was about to leave the country, and we were playing like Tiger Woods golf against each other and talking trash. And then he was like, I beat you. Now what? I was like, now I get your passport. They're going to tear it up. Yeah. And he was like, I need that for life, Ari, not for this. We both booked it, got flown to Orlando to play Tiger Woods golf against Tiger Woods.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. That's nah, dope. My auditions don't end like that.
No, some of mine went good.
Just
some
commercials.
A couple auditions went good. Yeah. But that
I've had good auditions. I think besides that one, my second worst would be for Foxtrot. Tina Fey, when she did Foxtrot.
I remember that. Yeah.
And that was like, I had a meeting with the people first. You know when you do the general? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh, we love you. Well, we want to bring you in for other stuff.
And then you're like, wait, are you blowing smoke up my ass?
Yeah.
Or if you do, am I the best actor in the world?
But they'd be, dude. And I'm like, they brought you, after the general, they brought me in and they were like, oh, we're going to bring some stuff your way to see how you audition or whatever. And I couldn't say Reuters? The newspaper thing?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't say Reuters for shit. So I would say the lines and I go, Reuters. Reuters. And the dude keeps stopping me like, it's Reuters. And I'm like, yeah, okay. How am I saying it?
And you're like, anything
and
else
he didn't
but Reuters,
me,
Reuters?
He didn't even let me finish the audition. Like, I kept fucking up. And he was just like, okay, then you can, like, you don't have to.
If you refuse to say the word Reuters, I get this disrespect.
It just wouldn't come out right.
Yeah, man.
That and I bombed Trainwreck. Right after, it was so funny because this was
they were
like
looking to give out parts to
do it.
To comics.
I just got passed at the cellar and shit. Amy was just passing out parts like fucking hotcakes and shit. She was like, have you auditioned from a movie? I'm like, no, I haven't. She's like, all right. And then I get a call to audition like a week later.
Dope.
And
so it's, yours, it's yours to lose.
It was absolutely, dude. They were like, look, because I didn't know what they meant by like, don't be so focused on the script. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, that's
like,
fun.
Like, they're like, have fun. Like, the script is there. If you feel the need to go off board, off page, do so, but just make sure you're still moving in the direction of the.
I learned what this meant way later. It means, hey, we're actually not that great at screenwriting. Yo. So if you have better lines, fucking go for it.
Yeah.
I was fucking just, Gail, your name is Gail. I was just fucking eating it. And she was just like, all right, well, maybe we'll try this. What if, because I was auditioning for the part that Dan Soder ended up doing, the one where they're just sitting at the bar. She was like, okay, so we'll just try to do another role. Like, what if you're the guy with this guy? And I'm just like fucking falling flat.
Dang.
Yeah.
But it happens, bro.
Now I'm good. Like,
you just got to calm down. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's it. Just you calm down.
Get over nervous. Right, yeah. And that's what I had to learn.
Just to calm down.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, just slow down and be fucking chill. Like, yeah, it's hard to know that,
though. The key is audition for shit that you don't actually want.
That you don't care about at all. It's when whenever I cared, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Every time I cared, I never got it.
Yeah. When you don't want the shit, it's good practice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But then, now you just got to act like you don't want shit.
Because,
right?
Well, now, what's to want? All TV sucks. Yeah. Nobody's watching movies.
What's the one?
If they come back out, The Watchmen, I fucking want The Watchmen.
I'd love to be in The Watchmen. That's a cool show.
You could be in like the third season of The Boys saying some dumb shit, like a quick.
Just to be in it.
Yeah.
Black Noir is a bad motherfucker, man. Yeah. I don't know, man. Blah, 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 blah. And you say something, and then they go to the thing. Hey, that'd be fly.
Remember Eddie Griffin from, was it Godzilla?
What?
In the first like 30 seconds or something. No. It's a meteor movie. And the meteors are blowing up New York. Yeah. And Eddie Griffin's just walking his dog.
Oh, what is that?
For like a second, he's just like,
oh,
and then that's
it.
It was such a weird like cameo.
Armageddon.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's Armageddon.
That's probably a great cameo. You're in the opening of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, Armageddon. What's her name? Donald Rollins was in Spider-Man 2.
Joey Diaz was in Spider-Man
2. He stole that guy's pizza.
Something like that.
Yeah,
what a
Diaz
dumb, good role.
Yeah.
Diaz in Spider-Man 2. You're going to go through us if it was on the subway car.
That's so awesome.
And then it's just like, you're just in it. It's so fucking cool.
So D Lemon was in the third
Spider-Man.
When he
was a cab driver,
Are
you tweaking, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's dope. God damn it.
But yeah, well.
Yeah.
All right, is this Domino's commercial you have on your page? Is that, when you said Pizza Hut, is this the same commercial? Or just
No, I did hella commercials.
Oh,
wait, what, are you about to play one?
Yeah, he has commercials. I was looking for commercials.
Let's button out with that.
See if you can find a Tiger Woods one.
Gotcha.
He'd give him bad advice. Oh, yeah, that's old.
That's you? Get the
God
the fuck.
Damn.
What do you got, a grandmother making these things for you?
Oh shit.
Fun story. That lady's for sure dead now. We were all talking while we were waiting around.
Yeah.
And she was talking about the old days of Hollywood, how it's changed. She was like, I met Bob Hope once. So we're like, oh, cool. How was it? She goes, you know, he took me out. And then we went back to his place and she fucked Bob Hope.
Wow.
That lady fucked Bob Hope.
Damn. The lady in the trunk fucked Bob Hope.
Yeah. And I thought, like, oh, you're a nice old lady. She's like, no, she's a former Hollywood person.
How do you look better balding?
Right?
Dude, I'm like,
you
get
look
the
bad,
like, yeah.
This
like,
is better.
This is,
I don't know. It's strange. Maybe it's success. I'm not sure.
How old were you when you were doing this?
Late 20s, probably. Early 30s.
A hairy 20-year-old motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, what do you got? Like, you take a lot of vitamins or some
shit? I had it. It was so good. Coming down.
Is it this?
Yeah, something like this. Yeah. So me and Ren Azizi got flown to Orlando. We're playing golf against Tiger Woods, who wouldn't play with his own man because he's like, that's pompous.
Yeah.
We thought it was cool. They told us not to curse. They're like, he's coming in. Do not curse.
Yeah.
And then
he cursed.
Immediately. Immediately he comes out and like, you motherfuckers ready to do this? We're like, what? And then, and then Steve, they were like, do you guys need anything? I can get some like coffee or tea. And Steve was like, I don't like drinking hot liquids.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods goes, I got some hot looking for you right here. We're like, what? Who told us not to curse in front of you?
That's the dude that fucked bitches. That's
we didn't know about that yet.
Yes.
Yeah. It was pre that.
And that's why we're so surprised, because they never let Tiger Woods be Tiger Woods.
That's right.
If you know Tiger Woods made those type of jokes, you'd be like, of course he's getting some ass on the side.
He grew up on a public golf course.
Yes.
Of course he's a degenerate.
Yes.
You know, he's not like hoity-toity. He didn't grow up in a country club.
Yes.
He's like Arnold Palmer.
Dude. Word.
All right, look, we got to start wrapping it up.
This okay, we'll wrap it up.
What would you do
that's what it is.
What you want to do is actually aim it right at the middle of those trees right there and hit a low draw. So, honestly, start aiming right in the middle of the trees and hit a low draw.
No, all
right. This is a long-ass commercial for a video game.
He's telling you what to do. Oh, that's right in the middle of the trees or the sand.
Oh! Oh, that's awful. Stop.
Get there. Oh! There you go. I'm just trying
Wait, did they ever show your voice?
PGA.
I mean, that's just your voice?
Just our voices. And all we're supposed to do is talk enough shit that he would get mad and try to talk shit back.
Dude. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he knocked that off the tree and did that? Or
I did.
Oh!
You did that?
He's telling me, aim left and like, turn. You know the coolest thing is? We had a shot, so we had to play like a full 18.
Yeah.
And I hit a long shot. One of us hit a long shot that was like going to bounce and then hit to the green. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Nah, it's going to roll off the back left into the sand. I'm like, no, dude, that's good. Like,
yeah.
And it bounced again, got on the green, then just started rolling slowly and went off the back green into the sand.
Damn.
I was like, how did you know that? You're not a video game designer. How'd you know that? He was like, I've played this course 50 times.
God wow.
Damn.
Yeah. It was so cool. He's a good golfer,
I don't
you guys.
Like
He's
golf,
a legit good
but
golfer.
That shit makes it.
No, it's
that,
Tiger, though.
When you think about that, that makes golf impressive, because before golf to me, because you. We just do the driving range.
Smash
you just start smashing shit, and then
or
you just hope it goes
golf.
Into the fucking thing. Or you do miniature golf and try to get it in the gator's butt or whatever the fuck course you
do. Or the gator butt or the little lighthouse hole.
That makes me respect it, and that person deserves to fuck bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. America let Tiger Woods down. We should have been sending him bitches.
Yeah, Bill Burr's joke about that, a bunch of Scandinavian chicks in a goddamn bus was trying to fuck this. It was so funny.
Yeah.
An army of Scandinavian hoes was trying to fuck this dude.
Yeah, and you're mad at him?
An army.
Everybody remember his wife got like $500 million.
$500 million.
You never stood over a 7-foot putt for a fucking green jacket trying to like stop your nerves. You didn't do shit.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Half a fucking
you wasn't
billion.
Shooting you wasn't shooting me when you wasn't shooting with me when I was in the gym.
And they have kids together, correct?
I think so.
Dang.
Probably beautiful kids with buck teeth, gap teeth.
Nah, they got them shits fixed immediately.
Yeah, fixed. Tiger got money.
Celebrities don't let their kids be fucked up too long.
Not too long.
Did you ever hear Mike Epps talking about, I think it's Mike Epps talking about if beautiful people have beautiful kids?
Yeah.
Because he's like, I mean, if you don't think that's true, my first wife was before I was famous.
Yeah.
My second wife I got after I was famous. The first kids are disgusting looking. The second kids are beautiful children. So harsh.
What special is that on?
I don't know. I've watched all Mike's specials. It's not on there. That's just
it might have been a set. I don't know. I don't really
know. That's funny. Celebrities just don't allow it. You don't see any weird looking celebrity kids.
Fix it.
Dude, you don't see them that long.
You got a trippy eye, like, fix it.
Yeah, they fix that shit.
Trade them.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, man.
Remember the Osbournes? Remember how weird they used to look?
Until they suddenly became celebrities
and
they
it's
got
like, get
good looking?
The fuck, what the fuck happened?
How'd you get hot?
Kelly Osbourne?
Kelly Osbourne was in a goddamn Pharrell video with a bunch of bad bitches.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. They don't play that shit. They like, yo, get the best surgeons out here. Yeah. Give me somebody else's teeth and you fuck braces. Give me her teeth. Put them in my baby's mouth.
Yeah, I don't even have false teeth. I want you to take teeth from someone else.
Yeah,
pay them off.
Yeah, this. This is how we close the show.
Our fucking.
We wrap it up.
All right,
producer.
Oh,
just wrapping this up, trying to give us the fucking Grammy.
Well,
this
is the blue light.
Change the blue. Yeah,
we've come to another end of a splendiferous episode. No
thank you,
Arshafir.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, you guys.
Arshafir came in.
Thank you for this. Kicking it with the cousins
kicking
of comedy. That's what we like to call ourselves now.
Comedy cousins.
Because we did cousins. Like it's just like hanging out with your cousins, talking shit for about an hour and some change.
Your favorite cousins.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. When I saw you guys doing it in the back room of the stand that time, I was like, oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then everything went haywire. I could never come on, but you know, the world went nuts. But
dude, we're just trying, man. We're just out here. This show ain't about shit. It's just about fun.
That's
show really ain't about shit.
It ain't about shit.
It's just, we're not trying to help politicians get voted. None of that shit. We ain't trying to
fix your life.
We ain't trying to fix your life.
That's the best when somebody reaches out and be like, you know, your podcast got me through tough times. I wanted to kill myself.
Hey, cut that bullshit.
No, I'm like, listening wrong.
I don't care. What was up with me?
Yeah. I'm like, look, we just fucking around, dude.
I don't want anything to do with that. But nah, man.
Just don't fluff before you go to the doctor.
Don't fluff before you go to the doctor. Hey, girls, y'all always could bake. Mm-hmm. Stop with that bullshit.
Yeah. Make them work for the dick, fellas.
Make them work. Your dick ain't free.
Yeah.
Ken Kendrick said that shit.
Yeah.
Your dick is not free.
You know how many hours you spend with your dick?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Beating it, getting into shape, and then you just gonna let her fucking just take
right
it
away?
Whatever.
Take
right
it
away?
And then don't give you no dessert.
That's bullshit.
She give you the cookie, but don't bake no cookies. If she giving you the cookie, but don't bake no cookies, something's wrong. Yeah. That cookie crumbled.
You got anything you want to plug?
I have a podcast.
But you got to say it in a melodic.
Oh, you got to kind of.
You got to ride the
beat. If you can, I'll sing behind it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
I have a podcast out.
Yeah.
Every week.
Every week.
Called Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank.
Skeptic Tank.
Yeah. And I teach yoga online, too.
Tell them what you're doing, Monroe. Monroe, healing face. Healing face, Monroe.
I'm healing like Wolverine.
Yeah, there you go, boy. And ladies and gentlemen, I always be doing illegal shows. I'm doing illegal shows all week.
Illegal shows.
Monday through Sunday. Illegalities. But tell them my goddamn jokes.
That's right.
So
make it work.
We out here.
Yeah.
This has been No Need for Apologies. I'm
No Need for Apologies.
Monroe Martin.
Yeah, Narsha
And cut, Negri, cut it.
Cut it, Negri.